You bet it's awkward. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. According to a White House memo, the president wants to cancel what he's called divisive training sessions on race, including those where white employees are required to say that they benefit from racism, which I admit would make me feel pretty awkward. But these sessions don't stop there. They also urge you to read more deeply about civil rights history, and when you start reading quotes from 150 years ago, it really gets awkward.
Everybody was a white supremacist, so they said exactly what they thought and exactly what they meant.
I did a podcast last year with Jeffrey Robinson of the ACLU, who says it's time to teach about documents like Texas's Declaration of Secession. I'd read it to you, but it's pretty offensive, so just Google the phrase, quote, established exclusively by the white race, and you can read it for yourself.
I understand why many white Americans are saying Civil War ended 154 years ago.
What's
why
the
are
problem?
You still complaining about it? I understand that because based on the history that we've been taught, that's a perfectly legitimate question.
So maybe these awkward training sessions work, maybe they don't. But the bigger problem here is that major chunks of American history have been censored from our textbooks, and censoring something doesn't make it go away. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.